very well and himself. I'm okay, thanks, thanks. Good shit. Thank you very much. I think we are left with 6 minutes before we start. Honorable Fraser, Honorable Self, we will quickly start with the adoption of the BRRR, and then thereafter the subcommittee will continue this work. Good. Thank you. So that I know that you will guard it all your life, that there should never be any intrusion in the work of the subcommittee. Absolutely. No, but I do promise that I'm not sure whether you have looked at the revised program.
I've looked at it.
Yeah. And then, but you want to, when you come back after the activities, to really prioritize the subcommittee. And we have dedicated this time to justice because of the present legislation. I think thereafter we need to ensure that there is a serious balance. So we are going to do things much more differently. Okay. Commissioner, good morning. Your voice is too low. Good morning. I think if you can work on your volume, but what I was going to suggest is that we are going to start with a short meeting of justice to deal with the BRRR. That would include also the BRRR of correctional services. And then I think thereafter we will start with the subcommittee meeting. We might start with the subcommittee around 10:30. So if you have other pressing things that you would want to attend to, you and your team, you can attend to that. And then you can check us at 10:30. Thank you very much. Committee Secretary, do we have a quorum?
Morning, Chair. Yes, Chair, we do.
We have 6 members.
Yes, Chair. The last time I checked, we have 6 members. Yourself, Honorable Maseko, Honorable Drachen, Honorable Self, and Honorable Horn. And one of them.
So we do hopefully other members will join soon, because we are left with 2 minutes. Honorable Mona has joined. We are left with 2 minutes. Honorable Deputy Minister Mulumisa, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Yes, how are you delivering that?
No, I'm fine, thank you. No, I'm fine.
Okay, thank you very much, dear. At the end, we are just we start with the adoption of the BRRR report, which we think that by 10:30 we will be done. As you know, that we were the last, in fact, last year, our BRRR report was not done. So we are required that by Tuesday, we must ensure that those BRRR reports are adopted. So we start with the subcommittee around 10:30. So if you have other pressing issues, you can attend to that, and you can come back at 10:30. Unless you want to stay, you are not. But I think if you want to attend to other issues, you can attend.
Okay, so then I have to take that opportunity and attend to other issues.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Let's start, honorable members, and good morning to everybody who is in the system and to those who are watching us at home. Today we will deal with three issues. It will be the adoption of the DCPR reports, the minutes, and the report on the program. Maybe let me start with the report on the program. Honorable members, I'm generally wanting to start by apologizing to the committee. I think we underestimated the amount of work that needs to be done on the program. The knock-on effects on the program, and the fact that we have realized that as we are going through the program, that certain things we did not anticipate them. For an example, that Parliament adjourns on the 26th of March, and I think the last adoption was going to be around that time, and we also have to observe the 3-day rule before the bill is debated in the House. So we are working the whole program to ensure that there is enough time between the time we finish, hopefully with the 3 bills, and the time it is allowed in terms of the rules for the to observe the other thing, that is the 3-day rule, to allow the proper adoption of the bill. So we are really begging for indulgence. That we present the revised 2 hour program on Wednesday. So on Tuesday it will be the subcommittee meeting. So at the next meeting we will have it on Wednesday. So the reworking of the program is still a work in progress. Is that agreeable, members?
Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable Breitenbach. Honorable members, I think let's start with the adoption or the processing of the DCPR. Let's just start with, let me check. Maybe let's start with correctional services. The reports were circulated some time back, so I propose that they should be taken as read, but we are bound that we must go through page by page to see if there are any corrections before we move or somebody moves for the adoption. Is that in order, members?
In order, morning, sir.
Yes,
in order.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, and welcome, Honorable Swart, Honorable Breitenbach. So let's start with the budgetary review and recommendation report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, dated February 2020. Are there any corrections on page 1?
Sorry, Chair,
that's
the hand of
honorable self. Okay, let me, because I am using my, in fact, I can't see members. I think it would be better, members, just to raise your voice and I'll be able to know, Chair. Honorable self?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm a little bit hesitant to go page by page because I think there's a overall problem with the report. And the overall problem with the report concerns the credibility of the measurements that are supplied by the Department of Correctional Services. We are quoting their achievements against their audit outcomes, but we just accept their word for it. And rather than go page by page, could we consider for 1 minute that particular problem, because I think there's a way out of it without compromising the committee or the committee's report. Okay.
Maybe you need to proceed from the reason points, perhaps, so maybe we'll see and see your recommendation.
Thank you. Well, to give you, I just want to give three illustrations of what I mean. And that is on table 3 at the top of page 8. There is a statistic supplied by the department of the percentage of officials charged and found guilty of corrupt activities, which is quoted as 97%.
Sorry, Honourable Self, Honourable Wilma, and Chair, just to interject quickly, my apologies. I'm very sorry, Honourable Self. My iPad doesn't show the page numbers, but can you maybe just say which points, if it's 1.1, 2.2, or, you know, which, so that it's easier for me to just look under which point it is.
I'll try and do that. I'll try. Then later on in the report, under paragraph 4.8, it's recorded that the Auditor General could not obtain sufficient appropriate information about the number of disciplinary offences under consequence management. Then on page 10, and I'm sorry I haven't got the paragraph number, there's a percentage of offenders participating in skills development programs measured against the number of offenders enrolled, which is between 97 and 99%. I just don't believe that figure. It's just inconceivable unless the school development program is measured against the numbers of offenders actually participating or actually signed up for those particular courses. And then in paragraph 11.10, the committee correctly makes the point that they doubt the capacity of the community corrections branch to monitor parolees and probationers entrusted to their care. Yet on page 12, there is a performance figure of parolees and probationers without violations of 99%. So you will see, Chairperson, that I'm not sure whether the department is providing accurate figures, and we are, in a sense, endorsing those figures. And my suggestion is that the committee report be changed to say that they note the reported figures of the department rather than accepting them as being correct.
And thank you very much, Honourable Sam. I think firstly we will have to give to this content advisor to respond. But I do think that maybe we will have to go back to your suggestion. But I do think that it would be important that we, having taken note of what you have raised, but we do have to, as a matter of procedure, go page by page. And I do think that we will, as a weighty issue at the end, deal with what we have raised and to resolve on it. Is that fine, Honourable Sir?
That's absolutely perfect, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think at the end of us dealing page by page, then the committee, sorry, I'm used to committee secretary, then the content advisor, and Mr. Matabate would respond to the issue raised by Honorable Strike. But I think we will have as a committee say what do we do with the recommendations made by Honorable Strike. Which I think it does to a certain extent take us forward. Let's first start with the page by page. At page one, page two,
Chairperson, and
level one.
Yes, on page 2, above paragraphs 2.4 and 2.5, need a full stop at the end of the paragraph or the sentence.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honourable Hong. Chairperson, Honourable Sir?
Yes, may I draw your attention to paragraph 2.1?
Yes.
At the last stage of that, it says that the taping of annual reports by departments to Parliament, which are usually tabled by 31 September. September doesn't have 31 days. But I would suggest that annual reports departments to Parliament, which are usually tabled by 30 September each year.
Yes. Thank you very much, Honourable Sir.
And then, Chairperson, on paragraph 2.2, on 7 October 2019, I think that must be 2020.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, on 2.3, page 3.
Yes, Chairperson.
Honourable Sir?
Now, in paragraph 4.1, it says the department received a qualified audit outcome for 2019-2020, as has been the case since 2016-17. I think qualified audits go back much further than that. In fact, I'm not sure whether they don't go back until the early 2000s. I'd just like the content advisor perhaps to just check that.
Thank you very much. Can the content advisor double check that and come back to us before we adopt the report? Okay, page 4. Page 3, page 4.
Chairperson,
Honourable Hong.
Once again, paragraph 4.3 need a full stop at the end of it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Page 4. Page 5. Page 5, page 6, page 6, page 7. Page 8, page 9,
person.
Honourable Hon?
They're on page 9 and there's a further, if we can go just back to page 9 there. There's talk of sub-programs, but the sub-programs is spelled with a P instead of a B. I think it's just, sorry, it might even be page 8 there. Yes, 8.2.2.
Yes.
It is also repeated later on page 11 at 8.4.1, but if you wish, I can draw your attention to that again.
Okay. Thank you very much. That should be corrected.
And I think sub-programs are either hyphenated or two words. Yes.
I think as part of cleaning up, these are the things that we content advisor, you should go through them and correct all of them and do quality check of them. Okay, page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 10.
Sorry, Chair.
Honourable Hon.
In 8.5.1 there is offenders there in at the end of the first line. It should be the S before the indication that it is plural. Just grammatically, yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Hon. Page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15,
Chairperson.
Yes, Honourable Sir.
It's Honourable Hon.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. 10.3.2. There's also a grammatical error in the way sentence is referred to. On page 15.
Page 15. 10.2.
Yeah, I think what I was thinking there in 10.3.2 and 10.3.1, we talk about correctional facilities, but generally the term is correctional centers. Oh, yes, and there in 10.3.2 centers in the fourth line, yes. There where the marker is now, it shouldn't have the apostrophe.
Remove the apostrophe?
No, I think it's correct there. I think what I wanted to replace facilities with centers. Thank you.
Let's go down page 16, page 17.
Chair, on page 17, there is a reference in the last sentence of 10.3.6. or there's a sentence that reads again majority of at the end of 10:36. I think it goes on to page 17. It says again majority of it should be the. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Page 17. Okay. I think we pushed on 7. Page 17, page 18. Page 19. Page 20.
Chairperson, paragraph 11.6 on page 20 says the committee is not happy. May I just propose that we relook at the not happy part? I don't think it is the best use of professional language.
Not satisfied.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, not satisfied. No,
but is satisfied.
Satisfied.
Welcome, Honorable Yago.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, page 21.
I'm a member of the committee. I'm not disturbed. 11.10. The committee is disturbed. I think concerned. Thank you.
Thank you. Page 22.
Chairperson?
Uh-huh.
Yes, there in 11.12, the last sentence should read, achieved all targets.
11.12.
Yeah. Notes that
which sentence is that?
Yeah, what I wanted to say is I think that's sort of contradictory in nature. Yes, it says on the first sentence the department achieved all targets, and then the very next sentence says the committee also notes with concern that as the first quarter the target viral load was not achieved.
Yeah.
So I think we must decide what is the situation.
Yes. With respect, Chairperson, that's entirely my point. That the department report certain things, but they're not necessarily correct. Content advisor?
I think on 11.12, we are talking about, firstly, the first two lines is for the financial year 2019-20. And the next line, we're talking about the first quarter of 2020-21. Maybe the committee might propose that we separate the 2020 information and 2021 information on that paragraph, because it's two issues there. in the 2019-20 financial year they've achieved. But then now we're concerned that in the first quarter of 2020 and 2021, they didn't achieve that specific target.
The issue is that the department achieved all targets under care program in 2019-2020. The veracity of the unit is what is concerned. What do you say about it? The veracity of the figures under care program?
Yes. Wilma?
Honorable Ivo Drachen.
My apologies, sorry to interject, Chair. Can, after the first line of 2019-20 financial year, then full stop, and then on a new line, say, however, comma, the committee also notes that in the first quarter of 2021, the new year. So maybe just start. Yeah, say however, and then the rest of the
sentence. Okay. Can you correct the manner of the sort?
I agree with that.
Chair, on page 26, 12, there should be a space after targets. I don't know whether that has been, I think it's been corrected already.
Okay, thank you very much. Page 26, page 27. Thank you very much. Honorable members, let's go back to the issues raised by Honorable Sir,
the President.
Honorable Sir,
I make a suggestion in order to try and deal with this matter.
Yes.
On paragraph 11.6 on page 20, I think it is.
Page 20.
11.6, yeah. I would suggest that in as neutral a way as possible, adding the following sentence somewhere in that paragraph, that the committee does not have the means to verify the accuracy of the achievement of targets by the department. Because that would, in a sense, without saying that they're wrong, right or wrong, we just don't know whether they're right or wrong. I personally doubt that they're right, but that's not the point. I think that we must just say that we don't have the means to verify them. What are the views of other members?
I agree with the proposal, Chair. It does qualify the report in that regard, so I would suggest that we insert that caveat under 11.6.
Chair, I also support that proposal. I think that would sufficiently deal with the matter.
Other views? So I take it that is...
Yeah, we agree, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Can we include that one, that caveat?
Then, Chair Steve here, I have just one, I missed one proposal once we dealt with this. I'm sorry to take you back. It's a very quick, along the lines of Honourable Horn, that's an important full stop.
Okay. Which page is that?
On page 15. Once we finish this, sorry.
Page 15.
Point 10.2.1. There is, at that last figure, it says 67,158.87 million. I think the full stop must be removed to after the 67, because it's 67.158 million. Otherwise, and that was my understanding of that figure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Africa.
On 11.19, the last part of it, it says the committee has however expressed its unhappiness. I think it goes with what the Honourable Horn was saying, that we remove unhappiness but the concern.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm happy with that, Chair.
Yes. Thank you very much. Now, having corrected the report, is there any more bar for the adoption of the report is corrected?
Chairperson. With all the corrections, Chairperson, I move for adoption of this report. Okay.
The agenda moves for the adoption of the report. Is there any seconder?
I second, Chair. Thank you.
Honourable Mufuke, second. Is there any objection?
Chair.
Honourable Miyako.
Thank you very much, Chair. As you know, I do report to the caucus, and I'm an alternate in this committee, but I do know at face value that we'll probably reject the BRRR report. Thank you.
Yes, that rejects. Well, let me correctly...
I think it's okay to say reject.
Okay. I was going to say reserve the position, so we are comfortable with reject.
Or provisionally reject. If there's such a thing.
Now, let's say you reserve your position, because it does not bind you. You can either reject it in the House or agree with it, so please speak to me.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Chairperson, will you please also note that the DA reserves its position?
Yes, the DA reserves its position.
And the ACDP. Thank you, Chair.
And the ACDP. The report of Correctional Services, it's agreed to. Let's move to the next report. Let's move to the report of Justice and Correctional Services. Can you take out any
out the slides. Thanks, Secretary. Can you check out the slides and put it on as the slides? I must warn the members in advance, this is a 91-page document.
Chairperson, I'm sharing my screen, so I just want to double-check if you can see the justice report.
No, this one has not yet been removed. I can't see the justice report.
Yeah, because on my screen I've got the justice.
Sorry, Chair, can I see? Uncle, just unshare quickly, then start fresh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Yes, it's 91 pages. It's the budgetary review and recommendation reports of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services dated 19 February 2021. Are there any corrections on page 1? On page 2?
There on page 2, one paragraph 1.6.
Yes, 1.6.
The cannot, in my view, is not the correct tense. I think it should read could not. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Hong. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 14.
Check it in.
I think okay.
I think on minus page 12 on the commencement of POPIA. It says that the committee felt frustrated. I don't think I'm frustrated, but I'm concerned.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's put the word concern. is page 14. Page 16, page 17, page 18.
Chairperson,
Madam
Long. From the quality of submitted reports onwards in that column, on those columns, it seems to me from there onwards that the left and the right or the right-hand column is just a duplication every time of what is said in the left-hand column. I don't know. So there's a number. It's just repeated or duplicated there up to that point of payment of invoices again, if you look at it. I don't know whether there was just a technical glitch of sorts.
No, those were repeat findings.
Oh, I see.
So yeah, you are happy at finding everyone.
Yeah, now if we get that assurance, it's fine.
Thank you very much. And on page 21.
Sorry, Chair, there at 732, after the spacing after most concerning before the comma there is just a technical improvement that needs to happen.
So then, Thank you. objectives.
Chairperson, page 9, 10, 13, 2 talks about pending budget cuts, which I think should rather read budget cuts.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, 14, 10, it is so that none of what is captured there is incorrect. But I have just have this feeling that second sentence there, while the appointment of the chief master is a step in the right direction, the committee's view, that much more will need to be done to address the problem, is that if possible, we can add, because I think that was also a understanding of the committee, that we would, at the soonest opportunity possible, would like to receive a report on the progress in the improvement of both the management of master's offices and the service delivery there.
Honorable Horn, I think we are quite rich, because I remember when we agreed on the presentation to the committee of the service delivery, it was also end of the chief master. So we are quite right. In fact,
yes. Thank you, Chair.
In fact, when we come back, it should be one of our priorities, because that office is in a state of mess.
Well, as it is, Chair, it's the one entity or department in respect of whose services I get complaints on a weekly basis. And I expect other members as well.
I think all of us, and if you remember, when Honorable Mohammed died, he was from that office. He was complaining about the state of disarray in that office. So when we come back, it should be one of our priorities. That we get a better prison, and we should really prioritize the committee, and like the way we are prioritizing the MPA reports on that issue of the state attorney's office, we should be getting periodical prisons with regards to that office. It's one entity that is going to be or branch that is going to be a blot. And so can we go to 17?
Sorry, Chair. Can we go to 14.1.2?
14.1.2.
Yes, it says that the committee observes that a commitment leadership, I think we know, we cannot observe because then it means that we can't do anything. Why committee observes? Can we get guidance on that?
It's really an observation the committee is making that with committed leadership and the allocation of more resources, the MPA is there's a change that is happening within the MPA. But if you're not happy with that, we can just say the committee acknowledges or we note that a committed leadership and the allocation of more resources has begun to make a difference.
Acknowledges is better. Thank you.
Okay.
Acknowledges that.
Chair, may I ask, doesn't acknowledge mean that you are committing yourself to the fact that a committed leadership, but wouldn't you rather just note?
Yeah,
because acknowledge is almost the same to me as committing to the fact that a committed leadership or, I don't know.
My understanding when we went through that process is that we did acknowledge that we
the leadership that is being displayed now, there is a difference that we are seeing. It is an observation on what we observed when they appeared before us and two subsequent appearances before us before that.
But you see then, Chair, you are then observing, which is acknowledging the same, it's a thesaurus. You might as well note it.
Because we are true to the members for which terminology, because this will reflect the committee's obligations. It will be ultimately up to the members, what the members do.
Maybe the English people can give us a guidance on that. But for me, observe, acknowledge, it's the same word. It's just a different way of writing it. That to note it, because noting it doesn't bind you to anything. You've noted that a committed leadership and allocation of resources. You're not acknowledging. It's just to bind yourself to it.
What is the view of other members?
When I raised it, actually my first point was to note, noted that. But if we also acknowledge that it's the commitment leadership, the allocation of more resources, we acknowledge what they said, and what we have seen. But I don't know if now there's a problem about acknowledge or noted or committed. So can we be assisted on this?
May I ask that we note it, Wilda?
Thank you very much, Chair. I would prefer the use of the word noted because it was a presentation that was given to us. So, we noted the presentation and what came after. So I would prefer that usage. Thank you, Chair. Chair?
Honorable Mpoke, do you have any objection to the word noted?
Okay, give first to Honourable Makemba, I think wants to make an input here.
Okay. Are you giving me that opportunity?
I'm trying to manage time because I do not want a situation where we spend a lot of time on something where we are not really prepared.
No, Chair. Well, I'm just supporting that view because Honourable Mufuking did not disagree on the issue of noting. So I was just saying, can we pass that one and just note it?
Mm-hmm. Can we accept the noting part? Then did that include the word noting?
Let's note.
Let's note. Okay, let's proceed. I think 178 at the time.
Okay, yeah, 70. There we are.
Seventy-nine, 80, 81. Sorry, honorable members, when I was going through this report, I'm not sure where it is, but when we talk about Public Service Commission, I think we should put a time frame. I think they should report to the House, when we do the BRRRs, the next phase of our BRRR, which will give them 8 months.
and I thought that we can't just leave it hanging, so we have time frames. So I'm proposing that we give them up to end of October. That's acceptable, no?
Agreed.
Thank you very much. Apologies,
Chair. It's Wilma. Apologies for the interjection. I do agree with your proposal about the PSC. If you could just indicate where that is in the report.
We have the finding at 14.2.2, and I think there's a recommendation later at the end of the document. So perhaps there we'll put the date. It might just be easier to insert it. Otherwise, I'll reflect something in 14.2.2.
Yes. Just Honorable Dahan, I was reading it last night and I picked it up last night. And I think Ms. Stone will look for it in the documents.
Yeah.
But no, it's, I think it's under recommendations. We're on 84, 85. Thank you very much. Can I put, is there anyone who is going to know for the report to the doctors of Forensics?
I saw much.
Mona Moss, is there any second there?
Well, Mani Odrukhan, second.
Seconds. Any objection?
No objection, Chair, but the DA reserves its position.
The EFF also reserves its position at the moment.
And the ACDP, thank you, Chair. Please also reserve the position of the ACDP. Thank you.
Thank you. The report is adopted. Let's go to the next report, the Office of the Chief Justice. Can you put the slide? Can you put up the slide?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm almost there.
The budgetary review and recommendation report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services dated 19 February 2021. The Portfolio Committee and Ms. Soso, can I go up? The Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services has considered the financial and non-financial performance information of the Office of the Chief Justice and Judicial Administration for the year ending 31st March 2020 and first quarter of 2020-2021, reports as follows. Are there any corrections on page 1? Page 2? Page 4? Page 6. Page
further. Page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11. Can you give me the sub program? Page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15, page 15.
Page 16. On 10.1, the committee wants more express unhappiness. I think Honorable Swart expressed that, and can you change it, please? Thank you.
Page 14.
Page 16. Page 17. Is there a move for the adoption of the report as corrected?
I move, Chairperson.
Honorable Mokuking, no. So the
any
second.
I support, Chair. Okay. I second. Yes.
Honorable Chairman, seconds. Is there any objection?
Chair, will you please note the DA reserving its position?
The DA reserves its position.
And the ACDP, thank you, Chair.
The ACDP. And the report is adopted.
Chair,
Honorable Horn.
Before we go to the next item, will you just allow me, and I'm sure other colleagues will join in, to express a word of thanks to all of the committee's staff members or officials, or really those who carry us, for all of the hard work put into the BRRR report, specifically in difficult circumstances where there was disruptions in the program. So I expect it was even more difficult than in other years for them to complete these drafts for us to deal with. And I think we owe them a word of thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Horn. I think you are really speaking on behalf of all of us. It was an unusual year, and they produced really outstanding work under very difficult conditions. And we really do appreciate your work, your dedication, your professionalism, and your competence. I think Honorable Horn has spoken on behalf of all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, we agree.
Thank you. Let's go quickly to the minutes. We are already 8 minutes above the time that allocated ourselves. Committee Secretary. We are dealing with the minutes of the 16th of February. 2021. Are there any corrections on page 1? Page 2. Research.
On page 2, let me just go back through the bullet there that page 2, bottom. I know there was an issue there. lack of proper management and financial fraud and corruption. And that, yes, the last sentence. Financial resources have been strained because of a lack of proper management, comma, budgetary cuts are largely, we must insert budgetary cuts as well. I'm not sure actually whether that was referred by members, but it's very clear that one of the reasons is budgetary cuts as well. Otherwise, it doesn't proper capture the reasons. I would just insert budgetary cuts. Budgetary cuts. A-R-Y. And, sorry, that's all. Thank you, Jen.
Okay. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Is there a move for the adoption of the agenda as the minutes as corrected?
Steve Swart moves, Jim.
Honorable Swart moves, is there any second?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Putin seconds. Committee Secretary, the next set of minutes. Thank you very much. The draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, dated 17 February 2021, deliberation on criminal matters and related amendment bill, adoption of the committee reports on correctional services amendment bill. Are there any corrections on page 1? Page 2. Is there a move for the adoption of the minutes?
I move chapter the adoption.
Honorable Masukut, still a move. Honorable Swart seconds. The minutes are adopted. I think the matters arising from the minutes was the issue of the program, which I've already reported on, and that we will report on Wednesday about the program. And the letter to the minister is, I am signing it off today. The committee secretariat has already written the letter to the minister and signed it off today. So thank you very much, members, for your attendance, your diligence, your hard work. And thank you to everybody who was part of this meeting. Thank you very much. We have taken a lot of time from Correctional Services Subcommittee. I will now hand over to the Subcommittee. Thank you very much. This part of the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think now we can start on the Subcommittee of Correctional Services. We've noted the apology of Honorable Richard Janji, and I would like to welcome the Deputy Minister and the officials in the department and the Commissioner. I would hand over first to the leading person, who's the Deputy Minister, to we are now on the update on COVID-19, the correctional center and measures put in place under level 3, including vaccination program. Can we allow you to open before we have the slides on?
Thank you, Sir President. Honorable Sir President, members of the Portfolio Committee, DPS members, members of the media, good morning. We would like to thank the Portfolio Committee for giving us the opportunity to brief its members and the public on COVID-19 measures put in place under level 3 by the Department of Correctional Services, as well as the COVID-19 vaccination plan. Since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic in December 2019, the global health community continues to grapple with the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, which negatively affects health systems, the economy, and overall well-being of citizens. It is critical that all individuals continue with strict adherence to the interventions and protocols put in place by government, which include physical distancing, wearing of face masks, and frequent washing of hands with soap and water, or regular sanitation of hands in order to minimize the spread of COVID-19. Although the country has started seeing a decrease in the new COVID-19 cases after a vicious second wave, scientists cautioning that a third and even fourth wave is looming. In managing this pandemic in our correctional center, the Department of Correctional Services developed a standard operating procedure known as SOP for preparedness, detection, and response to COVID-19. These SOPs provide guidance on mitigation strategies that must be implemented to prevent, detect, and respond to COVID-19 in disaster facilities. The SOPs are reviewed and required to incorporate new developments on the COVID-19 pandemic. It should be noted that DCS has in place version 3 of the SOP. This means that the SOPs are aligned to government categories of levels for lockdown. However, Chairperson, it should be noted that the presentation submitted by the portfolio committee, to the portfolio committee rather, had the statistics dating 31 January 2021. The COVID-19 reported cases of officers in the department at the time were 6,850, which accounted for 0.47%, and inmates were at 3,776, which accounted for 0.26% of the South African COVID-19 positive case load. In the past 17 days, the numbers of COVID-19 cases of officers are now more in the Western Cape, followed by Gauteng, Eastern Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal. In the Western Cape and Gauteng provinces, the numbers of COVID-19 positive officers increased by 23 and 22 cases respectively between 31 January 2021 and 17 February 2021. The Eastern Cape increased by 7 cases and KZN by 16 cases in that time period. The numbers of COVID-19 positive cases for inmates are more in the Eastern Cape, followed by the Western Cape, Gauteng, and KZN. The numbers of COVID-19 positive inmates in the Eastern Cape increased by 12, in the Western Cape by 4, in Gauteng by 73, and in KZN by 6. The first COVID-19 infection in DCS facilities was detected in April 2020 in the DCS. We continue to see the number of positive cases of COVID-19 increasing in our facilities. In addition, the new variant 501 Y.B.2 was also first detected in the DCS. The high number of increase in Gauteng province may be attributed to people going back to work or going back home after the festive season. The department continues to implement the non-pharmaceutical measures of infection prevention and control in order to curb the spread of infection. Now, the COVID-19 related deaths were 860 officials registered at 31 January 2021, which accounted for 0.36%, and inmates were 2, which accounted for 0.14% of the South African COVID-19 related deaths. The relatively low death rate is attributed to the various strategies implemented in the department to mitigate the impact of COVID-19 within our facilities. The measures that were put in place under alert level 3 include limitations in movement in and out of the center in order to comply with the infection prevention and control measures. Non-pharmaceutical measures of ITC like social distancing, hand hygiene, and wearing of masks were adhered to. there were the challenges encountered with respect to overcrowding in some of the centers. Those transported from our court, from court to our centers in conditions where it was impossible to comply with the non-pharmaceutical measures of infection prevention and control. The department has liaised with the South African police to ensure that those in transit to DPS facilities adhere to the wearing of mask protocol. Some of the prevention of infection measures include the suspension of visits by members of the public and legal representatives, except for essential and commercial service providers as provided for in the registration. Monitoring of compliance by high-risk parolees and probationers took place in collaboration with PEP and SANDF, where it was deemed necessary. Low-risk categories continue to be monitored telephonically with regard to remand detainees. The payment of bail money was processed through the court. DCS COVID-19 vaccination rollout plan. On acquisition of the COVID-19 vaccine, with regard to the vaccination rollout plan, the Department of Health will be the sole purchaser of vaccines for the country. The Department of Health is providing guidance in terms of procurement of vaccines to be provided during the rollout period. Given the limited availability of vaccines around the world, it is important that our engagement with the health department remain cordial in order to ensure that vaccines arrive on time at the health facility and coordination of assistance is also in place as required. On phases of vaccination in DPS and inclusion of officials and inmates, health bed planned approach announced by residents, there are three phases for the rollout of the vaccination program. The National Commissioner and Management have engaged with the Department of Health officials to consider DCS officials on phase one and not only on phase two as communicated by the President. This inclusion of DCS frontline workers at phase one is based on the fact that the department is functioning in a unique environment where officials are frontline workers at the cold phase of service delivery as determined by the COVID-19 vaccination rollout strategy. The physical workforce is in constant contact with the public and those that are entrusted in our care, placing us at the same risk level as healthcare workers. A response in this regard is still awaited. The Department of Health, however, has been given the green light such that during phase one, all health sector workers in DCS will be vaccinated. On phase two, essential workers testing in congregate settings, testing over 60 years of age, testing under 18 years of age with comorbidities and inmates will form part of this group to be vaccinated during phase two. On pregnant women and babies are not part of the vaccination program. They were not part of the vaccination trial, and the effect of the vaccine on them is not known. This is based on the information from the Department of Health. In conclusion, Chairperson, remand detainees will be vaccinated in DCS depending on the type of vaccine available. For instance, those who will be vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be given only one dose. On the other hand, remand detainees with court dates that are due at the time of vaccination and will be vaccinated with other types of vaccine requiring two doses will be referred to the Department of Health Vaccination Program in order for them to be monitored by community health care workers. Thank you, Sir President, Honourable Members. I'm happy now to hand over to the National Commissioner and his team to take any questions the committee may have. To present the full presentation should the committee so wish. It is my understanding, though, that the full presentation has been with the Honourable Member for some time now.
Thank you so much, Honourable DM. We are going to allow the Commissioner and the team to make a presentation so that the members can move in. Over to you, Commissioner, and you and the official.
under your presentation. Because we'll be repeating what the DMS said, Chair, so we'll do it if you ask. But I really think the DMS has captured the entire presentation. So we are ready to field questions if you're agreeable to that, Chair.
Commissioner, it's not for me. Let me check with the members. Members, are you saying that you want to go straight to the questions or presentation should be flighted and go through? Can I hear from the members?
I think we can go straight to the questions, Chair.
Yeah, I also think that if it's going to be a duplication, then we would rather just go straight through.
Thank you, Honourable Staff and Emmanuel Yaku, and we'll go in that way. Can I now look at this, the hands? I noted the Honourable Self. Is there any other one? Thank you, Honourable Self.
Yes,
and myself,
Keith. Okay. Honourable Nisibos, Honourable Matemba.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The Deputy Minister has covered some of the issues that I have problems with. But let me say at the outset that I agree that officials in the department should be regarded as being frontline workers and should be prioritised for vaccination because they really are on the front lines. But I'd like to know a little bit more about quarantine and isolation in crowded facilities. How does that actually work, particularly remand detainees that are brought into the facility from court, say? And those remand facilities, by and large, are very overcrowded. Is it possible to have isolation for 14 days? Because it doesn't seem to be feasible in some of the facilities at least. And secondly, I know that visits by members of the public and by legal professionals have been suspended. They have been suspended, I assume, now for the most part of the year. What are the implications for the administration of justice and the fact that particularly further charged prisoners are not able to confer with their legal representatives? What is the implication and how does one mitigate that that risk? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Sir. Honourable Nigos Drachen, then followed by Honourable Noma Temba and Maseko J.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honourable Deputy Minister, for your presentation. My question, my network isn't so good today, but while the Deputy Minister was presenting, I wanted to know the medical staff within correctional services. They should be considered as the first phase. The first phase of the vaccination. So I wanted to know, in all centres across South Africa where medical staff are present, will they be the first in line to get the vaccine? And then the community centres, the community corrections, will they be able to monitor and prepare and monitor for parolees during this time? Thank you. That's my question, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Noma Temba.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Deputy Minister, for the presentation. And I think I agree with you. Our officials should be on the front line, they must be vaccinated with the first group.
But now my question is on the issue of overcrowding, Deputy Minister. I just want to find out. I'm sure I'm not going to put you on the spot with this question. It is about the issue of overcrowding. Recently there has been some arrests at the border that the Minister of Home Affairs alluded to on TV. So I just wanted to find out, with those arrests, where are those people? Are they in our facilities, or have they been taken somewhere? That's my question. Thank you, Chair, for this.
Thank you, Honourable Norma Temba. I think the last question from my first side will be, during the first wave of COVID-19, there were media reports that officials of the department were labeled both by the community and in state as the carriers of the virus. I just want to know how the department assists officials to deal with the stigma. Thank you. Over to you, DM, and also the team that is with you.
Chairperson, so as not to put them out of work, I'll allow them to speak now.
Thank you very much. I think I will allow Honourable Commissioner, the team can follow the way you prepare. Thank you.
Chairperson, I'd like to respond to some of the questions. Then we'll get Ms. Mabek to respond to the health issues, and then Dr. Musomi on any of the issues that need to be covered first, and I will do it. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Chairperson. I will use the issue of quarantine on admission of the detainees. At each and every center, we make arrangements for newly admitted remandees to be put in a separate location for a period of 14 days for observation. And if there are people that are being detected having symptoms in that period, they will then be moved to dedicated isolation sites that are also established in each region and in most of the biggest management areas. In areas where they are infected, offenders or in mandates, and there's no isolation or quarantine space, we follow the protocols and they are moved to the identified site in the region or in the management area.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much to the Honourable Chair and the Honourable Member. With regards to the issue of stigmatization of officials and inmates, in the department we do training and awareness of how the COVID-19 manifests and how the infection can be prevented, as well as those that are infected. They are also educated and awareness created on how to follow the relevant protocol with regard to the quarantine and isolation side, as well as psychosocial support done on inmates. Because if the officials themselves understand how the disease manifests and is prevented, then they will also be able to further take the information to the community with regard to destigmatization. So that is how we deal with this internally in the department. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not sure if any of my other colleagues that is on the platform want to respond before I do. I don't know if there's an indication. If there's not, Chair, on the issue of community corrections, what we do is that we monitor, we deal with our IPC compliance and controls when we have community corrections and parolees, so that we're able to track and monitor those individuals. On the issue of overcrowding, I think it remains a challenge, especially in our minority area. But it has been managed because of some of the actions that is taken both by heads of centre, where they look at engage the court to allow individuals to be diverted. On the issue of the foreigners that have been arrested at the border post, as indicated by the Minister of Home Affairs, I can indicate that there has been no indication that those people have directly moved to our centres. So I'd assume that they had gone to Lindela, where they are in our centres. We will be processing them and keeping them separately from the general population. On the issue of legal representation, the court has been operating for a considerable period. What I can indicate is that we have ensured that inmates are able to engage with their legal representatives telephonically, and that has been the way, the means of communication. Chairperson, I'm hoping that we've dealt with the questions that have been posed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can you maybe ask two of the members if they have additional questions? I can see that the Nivo Drachen Honorable is there. I want to check on the department, maybe your readiness in terms of vaccination program. And the other one, it will be how much did you spend so far in terms of the PPE. And then Honorable Velma, Nivo Drachen, can you take your question?
Sorry, the interpreter's voice is not coming through. The interpreter's here. We're going to hold. Please hold. There's a technical problem. Okay, technical problem has been resolved. I have missed the answer regarding to the medical services or medical professionals in your centres, but I would like to add that in your slide 19 of your presentation, the vaccination rollout, there are three categories of medical professionals. So currently the vaccines are available for medical professionals to be vaccinated. And we have your totals here in your presentation. What I would like to know is that within each province, in each facility, during this week, the medical, well, the medical professionals who are being vaccinated throughout the provinces, frontline workers, are any of your correctional services medical professionals included in the current vaccine rollout? And then the mitigating strategy that you have in your presentation, the handling of babies to the age of 2 years old, if the mother has contracted COVID. I'm curious that if it has happened that any mother has contracted COVID and their baby's under the age of 2 years old, if that has happened, what are the measures that you have taken? Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Zoma. Over to you, Commissioner and your team.
Chairperson. Okay. My apologies before we get the response.
Okay, you're welcome.
I just want to find out from the Commissioner, up to this far, with all the reports that you have received, how many deaths have we incurred within this period since December up to now? Or maybe how many deaths? Let me just put it like that, maybe because they don't have numbers exactly, but have we had any deaths recently?
Thank you. Is there any other honorable member who wants to add it or ask a question? I think it's okay, then you can take over, Commissioner and your team.
Thank you, Chair. We'll just start with the CFO on the PP costs, and then we'll go to CFO.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson and members. With respect to the cost on COVID-19, there is different items that we have incurred. We've appointed nurses on contract. Up to January, we had spent 86.3 million relating to the contract workers for nurses. On goods and services, we spent 206 million on various items relating to medical supplies, clothing material, in the main, and that is 206 million. On machinery and equipment, we spent 4.7 million. So in total, we spent 296 million up until January 2021. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Ms. Marvin.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair and Honourable Member. With regard to the readiness of the Department on Vaccination, the Department of Correctional Services categorize the healthcare workers who will be in phase one of the vaccination program and will be vaccinating at the designated vaccination site of the National Department of Health. And this also answers the question that for the medical professionals in DCS, are they covered under the Department of Health rollout program? Yes, they are covered, and they are in the first phase, and the medical professionals have also registered on the Department of Health system for vaccination. That will ensure that they are able to be monitored with regard to the vaccination program. Internally in the department, we also have a vaccination coordinating committee that looks into the preparation for the phase two of the inmate vaccination. So the answer is we are covered. With regards to babies that are with their incarcerated mothers, we do keep babies up to the age of two, where then after they are referred to the family member, and it is for the issue of the babies to bond with the mother. So if the mother is infected in DCS, we do have nurses and social workers who will take over the care of the baby as the mother is still in isolation or in quarantine, as the case may be, and thereafter the baby will safely be reunited with the mother, and it's only for the sole purpose of ensuring that the baby does not become infected. However, the baby is well cared for in that time period. With regard to the death, the question on the death in DCS, we do have COVID-19 deaths in DCS, and as per the presentation that was sent to the committee, as at the 31st of January, the number of inmates who succumbed to the COVID-19 infection by then was 2, and the official who succumbed to the COVID-19 infection as at that date were 150. And as of today, the number of inmates is now at 56. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Chair Commissioner. I think the questions and the answers have been exhausted. Is there any member who wants to make a follow-up or who's not satisfied with any other question that you feel that is not answered? I think all is well. Can I give over to the GM? And let me first, the GM, allow the commissioner before you, and then you'll close. Commissioner?
Thank you, Chairperson. Just 2 points I want to mention is that during this period and going forward, we will remain vulnerable, especially because of the movement of our remandee population. So we remain vulnerable. We have engaged with the clusters at the local level, provincial and national level, to assist us in complying with the COVID protocols to ensure that we can maintain the integrity of the offenders that move through those spaces. The other part that where we are vulnerable is with our officials, because they live in society, and we are therefore ensuring that there's heightened awareness so that we are able to insulate our population in our facilities. Chair, I also want to indicate with Ms. Marpe, we have given the stats, but we will provide the stats after the session to the honourable members on the cases up until the 17th. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honourable DM?
Well, thank you very much, Chairperson, honourable members. Well, we appreciate the support you would have received from the committee, particularly regarding the need for our officials to be considered to be essential workers deserving of being a part of the state. Because as we understand, they commute between our centers and our communities. And if they happen to contract it in our centers, take it to their communities and vice versa. So it's important, therefore, that they be defended in terms of contracting this virus wherever they are. So we appreciate that. And lastly, even though, Chairperson, we
we appreciate the fact that the number of deaths as a result of COVID-19 in our standards, both in respect of inmates and officials, are not increasing as they used to before. But it is our wish that no official, no inmate passes away in our standards because of this disease. That is why we are very much keen on ensuring that the preventative measures, the non-pharmaceutical measures, are always adhered to, with high social distancing, physical disease because of our overcrowded condition. We try to ensure that they do have sanitizers, especially the inmates, and that they're putting on masks at all times. So we try our best and appreciate the support and they say that we are getting from the department. I did get worried when I read in one of the papers, one of the papers, something about you complaining that it's not proper that our officers must be given this preference that is to be attended to in the first phase of the vaccination program. I'm happy to learn it from yourself now that no, that is not your position or that of the party that you support the request for our officials to be included in the first phase. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Honorable self, thank you very
much. I wish to emphasize the statement that I issued. They definitely emphasize that officials of the department will get to be vaccinated as part of the third phase.
But the newspaper that I say, I'm very happy to learn from you that you are in sync with us in that regard. Thank you
very much. You heard it from the Honourable now. Thank you very much, Honourable Sir, Deputy Minister, Commissioner and your officials. I would like to thank you and I would like to thank all the members of the committee, Honourable Members, for their deliberations and all the work that has been done. We wish you well and I think we've come to the end of our meeting. In the absence of any other things, the next is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.